Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This huge deal was just signed by our president.
Yeah, implemented.
It got all kind of hazed because of something, a side thing that had nothing to do with that, which was we're very excited about the freeing of the American innocent hostages. But that had nothing to do with this deal. It's like the deal got put
on the same day.
On the same day, had it all worked out to be able, like, you know, such Zelensky. But here Israel is. I mean, CNN. I just heard GPS, CNN. I can't think of his name right now. He has a program on CNN, and he is a very intelligent man, very smart man. And it's not coming to me right now, but he was talking about how people get radicalized. And you're thinking, oh, this is good. He's talking about it, you know? And he started explaining that it was people in America who are on social media who put a false story up on about him on social media, and then people start liking it and spreading it.
Wow.
And he said it wasn't true, you know? And I'm thinking, like, that's CNN's been doing that for years.
Yeah, hello.
As a matter of fact, CNN just did it reportedly with Israel. They just put Israel, a map of Israel up on their website without Israel being, a map of the Middle East there, without Israel even being there.
Mm.
They called it Palestine, and they had Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. So CNN, wow. It's like their tasting of what we've all been tasting for quite some time, because they've been doing that to Christians. They've been doing that to Jews. But the big thing is that what does this deal mean to Israel? What is this deal that our president cut? And you remember, I don't know if you've ever seen Angry Birds. We had a segment on called Angry Birds, but our president's, the faces and the looks that he gave, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, I mean, just angry at him and minimalized him.
When it comes to Israel, on a lot of issues, but in particular it comes to Israel, anything that this administration says positive towards Israel, you can almost switch it to the complete opposite.
Right.
But one of the things the Secretary of State John Kerry says is that the Middle East and Israel will be safer. And they're not going to be safer.
And I know that from a prophetic dream the Lord gave me, but I want you to see this is their reaction to the deal that our president led, because the world doesn't do anything unless America leads, as our president said. And so he led this deal. Let's listen to them now.
Israel says even though the nuclear deal with Tehran has been implemented, Iran must not be trusted.
The whole international community will have to be extremely watchful and extremely vigilant, because we cannot trust Iran to fully implement the agreement. And even if they do implement the agreement, one has to remember that it is limited in time. It is limited to 10 or 15 years.
Netanyahu fought a losing battle against the Iranian nuclear agreement for years. Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states also opposed the deal. They said it would legitimize Iran as a nuclear threshold state. It allowed the lifting of sanctions against Iran and puts billions of dollars of resources in their hands. Foreign Ministry spokesman Emmanuel Nakshon told CBN News that Iran's ambitions go far beyond its nuclear pursuit.
One cannot ignore the fact that Iran is not only engaged in nuclear activities, it is also engaged in subversive activities all over the Middle East. You can see the Iranian fingerprint in any and every activity of Hezbollah in Syria, in Yemen, in other places in the region. There is a huge enterprise of destabilization which is orchestrated by Tehran.
President Obama hailed the implementation day of the deal as a victory. It also included the release of five Americans from Iranian prison and the speedy release of U.S. sailors captured in Iranian waters last week. Nakshon says Israel has had experience with its citizens being captured by terrorists.
On a humanitarian and personal level, of course, we are all very happy. People taken hostages by terrorists should be released. But does it make the terrorists less terrorists? The answer is no.
In the meantime, Nakshon says, Israel will have to live with the deal, even though the potential for danger is huge. Julie Stahl, CBN News, Jerusalem.
Israel is 70 miles wide at its widest point. They're the friendliest, kindest nation. We've talked about it over and over again, how they're impacting the Middle East, how they're impacting the world. And their very lives are being threatened. Their existence is being threatened. Yeah, America's being threatened as well. And our president cut a deal with them. And it's just a crazy days. But I just want to encourage you that despite what others are doing, you can stand with Israel. And you want to stand with Israel no matter what happens. You want to stand with Israel, the apple of God's eye, because if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. But if you curse Israel, which our president has done, he's basically made an affront to what God's perspective of Israel. He says, that's the apple of my eye. I'm bringing everybody to the valley of Jehoshaphat and judging them in the last days what they did to the land of Israel. That's what he says. So we want to pray for Israel's protection, pray for their peace. And I want to pray right now with you. Let's pray for those missionaries who lost their loved one and those children that are in Africa now. They're lost their father. Mm-hmm. Father God, we just cry out right now, Father God, for all the missionaries that are in difficult land, Lord God, that you would protect them, God. The children that just lost their father, Mike, Lord, the missionary there in Africa, Lord God, that you would comfort those children, that they wouldn't be left without someone to take care of them, Lord. And I just pray right now, Father God, for his wife, that you would comfort her and encourage all the missionaries around the world. God, we pray for protection of Israel, that you would prevent any attacks of the enemy on them and give them the wisdom that comes from on high, Lord God. Lord, and forgive us, America, for not standing with Israel in this trying time, Father God. And we pray, Lord, end this deal, this 15-year deal, Lord, end it right away, God, that it wouldn't fester, that there wouldn't be nuclear weapons in the Middle East, God. We ask you, Lord, in America, God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.